Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, Wednesday, July 8th, we're kicking things off with some big news from Meta, who are really making waves in the AI space.
They certainly are, Paul. Meta just dropped Muse Image, their new in-house AI image model, and it's already sitting at number 2 on the leaderboards. What's even more exciting is the teaser for their Muse Video model, which also looks incredibly promising.
Absolutely, Jane. It seems like Meta is serious about pushing their own models. On another note, we're hearing that OpenAI's chief futurist Joshua Achiam is departing after 7 years with the company, amidst a safety team restructuring.
That's a pretty significant development, Paul. A chief futurist leaving, especially when the safety team is undergoing changes, could signal some interesting internal shifts at OpenAI. It'll be important to watch how that impacts their future direction.
Indeed, Jane. Moving on to hardware, DeepSeek is reportedly developing its own custom AI inference chip. This move aims to reduce their reliance on giants like NVIDIA and Huawei.
This is a trend we're seeing more and more, Paul. Companies want greater control over their infrastructure and to cut down on costs. Developing custom silicon is a huge undertaking, but it speaks to the strategic importance of compute in AI.
You're right, Jane. And speaking of cutting-edge models, OpenAI plans to launch its GPT 5.6 family this Thursday, including Sol, Terra, and Luna. Early testers are already reporting significant advancements.
Yes, Paul, and it's not just OpenAI. Fable's new model is also getting rave reviews from early testers, with some even preferring its agentic execution over OpenAI's Sol. It's a real race to see who can deliver the most persistent and interactive reasoning.
It certainly is, Jane. Now, shifting gears to infrastructure, Anthropic just secured a massive $19 billion 20-year lease for an AI data campus with TeraWulf. That's a huge commitment.
That's an eye-watering figure, Paul, and it really underscores the immense compute demands of advanced AI. Companies aren't just buying chips anymore. They're essentially reserving entire power grids and land for decades to come.
That's a great point, Jane. In other news, Hugging Face and Amazon SageMaker AI have launched a one-click integration for model experimentation. That sounds like a win for developers.
It absolutely is, Paul. This integration makes it so much easier for developers to go from model discovery to hands-on experimentation. Anything that streamlines the workflow for AI development is a big plus.
And the parameter race continues, Jane. Elon Musk's xAI is set to launch its 1.5 trillion parameter Grok 4.5 model this month, and China's Minimax plans an even larger 2.7 trillion parameter LLM.
It's incredible to see these numbers, Paul. The scale of these new models from xAI and Minimax shows a clear push for more complex reasoning and multi-step task capabilities. The competition is fierce globally.
Finally, a bit of a security concern. A patched Google Dialogflow flaw showed how one rogue AI agent could hijack enterprise chatbots. That's a worrying thought for businesses.
It really is, Paul. Imagine your customer service bot suddenly going rogue or giving out incorrect information. It highlights the critical need for robust security and oversight as AI agents become more prevalent in enterprise systems.
Absolutely, Jane.
Well, that's the MergeSort AI Digest for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.